The head man smiled. He knew just what Louis meant. For a while, the two remained silent. Louis put his trumpet aside. Then he wrote, "I ask two favors. First, put off the operation on Serena until after Christmas. I'll guarantee she won't try to escape. Second, let me send a telegram." "Okay, Louis," replied the head man, and he handed Louis a sheet of paper and a pencil. Louis wrote out a telegram to Sam Beaver. It said, "Am in the Philadelphia Zoo. This is an emergency. Come at once. I will pay your plane fare. I'm now wealthy. Signed, Louis." He handed the telegram to the head man along with $4 from his money bag. The head man was astounded. In all his days at the zoo, this was the first time one of his birds had asked him to send a telegram, and of course he didn't know who Sam Beaver was. But he sent the wire and ordered his keepers to let Serena alone for a few days, which they were glad to do. Louis thanked him and left. He returned to Serena, and they spent the day happily together, bathing, swimming, eating, drinking, and showing each other in a thousand small ways how much they loved each other. Sam arrived at the zoo on the day after Christmas. He was equipped as though he were going into the woods. Under one arm was a sleeping bag, neatly rolled. On his back was a rucksack containing his toothbrush, his comb, a clean shirt, a hand axe, a pocket compass, his notebook, a pencil, and some food. In his belt was a hunting knife. Sam was 14 now and big for his age. He had never seen a large zoo. He and Louis were overjoyed to see each other again. Louis introduced Sam to Serena. Then he opened his money bag and showed Sam his earnings. $100 bills, $50 bills, $20 bills, tens, fives, ones, and some silver coins, a great pile. "Goodness," thought Sam, "I hope she's not marrying him for his money."